From the first hour of our lives, love and food are deeply connected. So this morning, we hear the story of how the love of Jesus was expressed in feeding 5,000 people with only 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. A miracle is something small, but it accomplishes something huge. What we perceive with our senses is the tip of the iceberg, and what actually happens goes much, much deeper. This miracle of the feeding of 5,000 people is told in all 4 Gospels, but the difference between John's version, which we just heard now, is that in John's version, Jesus himself, who was so full of love that day, that is, he was so full of God's presence, that a few loaves of nourishment was enough to satisfy everyone. And in his gospel alone, Jesus himself distributes the bread. There's a song by Andrew Lloyd Webber from a show which is called Aspects of Love, and it's about love. Thank you. Love, love, love changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love, love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or the night seem like a lifetime. Love, love changes everything. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. The power and quality of the love of Jesus changed that whole crowd that day, and eventually, and is still changing the whole world. Our rector, Jimmy Bartz, often preaches about spreading love. That's what we're about. And that's what miracle happened here. Small bits of bread accomplished something huge, which we're still talking about today. We see the tip of the iceberg, but what happened was much, much deeper. God was moving in all these people. But what exactly do we mean by love? We throw this word around indiscriminately. We talk about loving potato chips, the family, and divine love with the same word. But divine love can be perceived in so many ways. Our second son, Malcolm, when he was 2 or 3 years old, said he thought that our dog Doobie was love. Was God, actually. He said he thought Doobie was God, but I later thought, well, that's what he really meant. And our older son referred to God with the pronoun she when he was a little boy, before I foolishly corrected him. I corrected both of them, and I was wrong. Malcolm perceived love in the dog, and Alex experienced love in the female. And we experience God all the time in so many ways. God is calling to us, but we have to recognize it and say thank you. God is often perceived as light and is written about as light. The poet and songwriter Leonard Cohen, who's famous mostly for writing that wonderful Hallelujah, was a seeker of God, and he wrote another song called Love Itself. It goes like this. I'm not going to sing it, though. The light came through the window, straight from the sun above, and so inside my little room there plunged the rays of love. The streams of light I clearly saw, the dust you seldom see, out of which the nameless, which is one of the names of God in Judaism, out of which the nameless makes a name for one like me. God reaches out to us constantly. That's the amazing news. that the intelligence that created and guides the universe wants us to notice, wants our attention. Sometimes we perceive it. If you're ever looking at a river and see the glimmer of the water on the water, does it seem to be calling you? Or the night sky, if you stay up and watch, or the sunlight coming in the window, or so many ways. Once I was trying to imagine the world without God's presence, but the love in my own heart, I said, well, then what do I love? Each one of us has love in our hearts, and when you feel that love, that is God in your heart. The love of nature, the love of art, the love of other human beings, love of animals. And when we notice and when we respond, that is what we can call a state of grace. You're really noticing God, and God wants you there more and more. We and God are named love, as Leonard Cohen said, together. That day on the mountain, a whole crowd of 5,000 people felt love feeding them in the person of Jesus. Jesus was so full of God's presence and God's love. That's what attracted people and made them listen. Love changes everything. The miracle of perceiving love is like getting new eyes, like changing the lens on our glasses. All the stories in your life can be seen with dirty glasses or love glasses. Just watch it happen. When you start to change to love, it's much happier, it's much more wonderful. The habit of love is contagious, and that's how it spreads, and that's what Jesus intended. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was a practical soul. She wrote one of the best and most useful explanations of how love is a vital part of our lives. She wrote, "Do not think that love, in order to be genuine, has to be extraordinary. What we need is to love without getting tired. How does a lamp burn?" she said. "Through the continuous input of small drops of oil. If the drops run out, the light of the lamp will cease. What are these drops in our lamp so that our lights will shine out?" She said they are small things of daily life. Thankfulness. Well, coming here to church today. Punctuality, when possible. Small words of kindness. A thought for others. These are the drops of love. She said, be faithful in small things, because that is in them that your strength lies. Recently, we had a 16-day visit from two grandchildren, ages 14 and 21. Some of my friends said, that's too long. Messy house, empty fridge, staying up late, playing board games, fatigue. But love changes all of that. Every day, love helped me get my priorities straight. And then we have to give love to ourselves. By conscientiously guarding against thoughts, which we all have, of pettiness, toxic judging others, and especially hate. Please protect yourself from hate. Your days and hours are precious and worth protecting. If you find yourself being petty, you can probably change that yourself by changing the lens of your glasses. Say, oh, could I look at this another way? You know, how many days do I have my grandchildren here? And how precious I think about it all year. What's a little mess? What's a little board game? But if you find yourself hating, the cure is to go to prayer. Fall down on your knees and say, God, please help me. Help me not to hate. Help me to forgive, at least, this person. Or if I can't, or this movement, or whatever it is you hate. That's not what God's wanting us to do. We need to be constantly having our attention on God, God's self. All this takes practice. W.H. Auden wrote, "We must practice our scales of rejoicing." So the second verse of Andrew Lloyd Webber's song goes like this.
Thank you.
Love. Love changes everything. Days are longer. Words mean more. Love. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Love, love changes everything. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Today's gospel message is simple. When enough of us get the habit of spreading love, the world, which needs it so badly, will change. When you receive the bread of communion today, think of being on that mountainside and Jesus giving you the bread, and try to feel his spirit in your heart. Remember that you are named love, and take that with you to that part of the world where God has assigned you to spread it. Amen.
Amen.